more Operation Freedom. With your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham! Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker linked to Maine Freedom Bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor. Here for you every Sunday afternoon. Also available 24/7 with our extra shows, content, guests, analysis, archives to all of our shows at davejanda.com. My next guest is someone who has been a regular on this platform for years, and every time she comes on, she brings an analysis that you will not get of contemporaneous information that you need to know about. You see, that's the beauty of our guest lineup. Somebody came to me this week and said, you know, Dave, I'm thinking about getting involved in a radio show and hosting a radio show, and what's the secret sauce? Well, there's a couple components to our secret sauce with Operation Freedom, why we can still be alive and kicking 15 years later from when we started. One is our guests, the best guests on the planet. Now, I'm very picky about who's a guest on this platform. They all have a track record of being independent of the globalist syndicate. There are very few people out there that are truly independent. Some are a little controlled opposition, not our guests, will never be our guests. And this is why having this stable of phenomenal experts in their respective fields that are willing to come forward and tell you what you need to know is so important. The other secret sauce is you, our listening audience. We've never advertised this radio show. In fact, quite the opposite. There are a tremendous amount of roadblocks being put into folks know about our radio show, our website, our content. The suppression and oppression is incredible. It's actually just as bad now as it was when Biden was whatever he was and Obama was there and the like. No, it's just as bad. But it's you, our listening audience, that through word of mouth has made this live radio show audible to people in over 50 states every week and over 100 countries worldwide. Now, if it wasn't for Wham! Talk 1600, obviously, that's another part of our secret sauce, censorship-free. And the internet. They're great. Wham! Talk 1600's great internet reach. And the other side of this secret sauce is our sponsors. You know, a lot of companies talk about freedom and how they're backing freedom. Really? Well, why don't we have 100 sponsors? Because they just talk the talk. You see, the people that have talked the talk and walked the walk have been our sponsors. For your precious metals needs, Camino Company, CaminoCompany.com. For your food storage needs, and yeah, we all need storable food in cases of emergency, right? And in cases of supply chain disruptions, which the globalists still have on the radar screen, as well as water, if you will, management. That's Numana, N-U-M-A-N-N-A.com. For locally, for automotive needs, Heinz Park Lincoln, right here in Plymouth, in Ann Arbor area, in Michigan. And for your automotive needs, Quicklane in Canton. These are the entities that have stepped up. And of course, Knight's Restaurants, destination location here in Ann Arbor and in Jackson, Michigan. See, they don't only talk the talk, folks, they walk the walk. And a minimum, I'd hope you'd call them or email them and thank them for their support of our freedom-based efforts over all these years and for staying the course. And I also suggest you purchase products in their respective businesses because they are the best in their businesses. Just as my next guest, Dr. Robin McCutcheon, is the best when it comes to economics and academics. For those of you not familiar with Robin, she teaches economics at the Lewis College of Business at Marshall University in Huntington, West Virginia. In addition to teaching her Principles of Economics course using the Principles of Free Market Systems, her Comparative Economic Systems course, which has also been dubbed by her patriots in training, i.e. students, as the Atlas Shrugged class, is well loved by them. But it's actually denigrated by many of her globalist colleagues as being, free market propaganda. No, just free market facts that they don't want people to know about. Robin uses such luminaries as Ayn Rand and Ludwig von Mises to bring forth that information to her patriots in training. Robin obtained her PhD in economics from Wayne State University. Her website, which includes her lectures, I encourage you to go there, lync.com. My privilege, pleasure, and honor to welcome back Dr. Robin McCutcheon. Robin, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Dave, for that great introduction, and thank you for sharing your audience with me again.
Well, it's always a privilege and a pleasure, and we always get such great feedback from your visits with us. You know, Robin, for years, you have been on this platform speaking about your concern about the government data and the financial world and the economic world, that you're concerned that that data was, let's give a PC term, skewed in a direction that was, if you will, not telling the story of what was really happening on the ground, on Main Street, if you will. Well, Robin, all of your concerns, and you got heat for bringing these concerns forward, I understand. Not from me, but from some globalist entities that happen to listen to our segments. In fact, Robin, you probably remember this. Three of our videos that you and I did on precisely the fraudulent nature of government statistics were taken down on YouTube. And several of them had been up for months and then all of a sudden got deep-sixed. And the topic we were discussing each time was these fraudulent government statistics. Well, Robin, President Trump, there's some statistics that came out Friday, the employment numbers, which were not good. And they made massive revisions to their previous job statistics. In fact, they took the June payroll down from, it supposedly was 147,000 when they reported it a month ago. They took it down to, you know, actually 147,000 jobs weren't created in June, only 14,000. And May was taken down from 144,000 to 19,000. Well, President Trump ended up firing Friday evening this director of the Bureau of Labor Statistics because of the gross inaccuracies that entity continued to produce. That last year, they pulled back, over 800,000 jobs during the Biden administration, the last year of the Biden administration that they said that they overestimated. So, Robin, do you feel vindicated?
Oh, completely validated, Dave. I've been crowing like a rooster since Friday night, and I actually wish that we were back in session in school so I could point to these inaccuracies point my colleagues at these inaccuracies, because I've been saying for 2 years, this can't be right. This is not right. This is not accurate. And they keep looking at me saying, but it comes from the government. It's got to be accurate. And I keep looking at them like they've got two heads saying, why does it have to be accurate? Aren't you seeing what's going on? Aren't you seeing all the help wanted signs? There's no possible way that we have a million extra jobs. Well, no, it turns out that all those extra jobs for the last 2+ years were, shall we say, foreign-born workers, where they just sort of hopped over the fence of the border without permission. Can I say it that way?
Yeah. Very peaceful.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not just the globalists who listen to the stuff that we put out on YouTube and various places. It's my colleagues who won't believe me either. So I'm looking forward. I'm actually looking forward to the August jobs report so I can dangle it in front of their eyes and say, see, I told you so. Everything that we've been told for the last 3 years from the Bureau of Labor Statistics has been a lie. They've been lying to us. Let's not give it a nice euphemism. They're liars. So I'm glad President Trump fired that lady. Hundreds to go.
I actually thought he should have fired her the first day he was in office.
Well, I agree. Perhaps he thought, you know, I'll give them a second chance or a third chance or a fourth. He's very, you know, very lenient sometimes. But man, when he lowers the hammer, he really crashes it down. So, fine. Mm-hmm. He got rid of one. There's 450 PhD economists at the Federal Reserve he could fire next week. Starting Monday. That'd be great. Monday is Obama's birthday. That'd be a wonderful present. Let's get rid of all of those PhD economists who can't seem to pull their butt out of a hole in the ground and figure out what's really going on in the economy.
Well, while we're on that, that's another issue you've gotten a lot of heat for. It actually was another reason why they pulled our videos off of YouTube, because you dissected what the Federal Reserve was really all about, right? Mm-hmm. And here we go. We just had a Federal Reserve meeting this past week, right? And obviously, they obviously had access to these numbers, right? That the numbers were really bad, okay? Mm-hmm. And even in this month's numbers, you know, they were saying, well, we're going to, in the month of July, the 110,000 jobs we were estimating. Well, it was only 73,000. Well, Robin, when you dig in their numbers, they have this bogey number, this BS number called the birth-death model. They added 257,000 new jobs based on that alone. So really, it wasn't a gain of 73,000. It was a loss of almost 200,000 jobs, which tells us the economy is not as rosy as this Federal Reserve chairman and board were pushing this past week of why they weren't going to drop interest rates. And they had access to all this stuff.
Well, yeah, they have access to all that. But economists, me, have known that this birth-death model has been completely inaccurate for years. I don't understand why the Federal Reserve is still using it. Yeah. It's completely inaccurate. So, I mean, if Jerome Powell, it's almost like he's talking out of both sides of his mouth. On the one hand, the economy is so great, he's going to keep interest rates high. And on the other hand, the economy is so trashed that we can't even produce a couple hundred thousand jobs a month. Now, which one is it? Is the economy good? If the economy is good, I can see the justification for keeping interest rates high. But if the economy is really bad, then lower the interest rates. Or did he forget where he got his PhD from? In fact, it's almost like his PhD should be yanked. He's about as good as Grandma Yellen.
I think he has a law degree.
Well, that figures.
I think Powell's main academic claim to fame is he's a lawyer.
Well, that explains everything. No wonder President Trump keeps calling him too late, Powell. Poor Uncle Jerome doesn't even have a proper PhD in economics. Oh, my God. We're so screwed.
You know, it was like, did you see when President Trump went over there like a week and a half ago and was wandering around the new $2.5 billion renovation project of the Federal Reserve, and they're walking around with these construction helmets on? It was like something from The Onion, you know, when he's looking at Powell and Powell's like, oh, no, I don't think we spent that much money. And Trump pulls out of his pocket the bottom line numbers, and he goes, what's this then? It's right on your own stationery.
Right. That's right. It's not $2.5 billion, Uncle Jerome. It's $3.1 billion. You're over cost. You're over budget. And then one of the reporters says, President Trump, if you had a project manager, which I love the illusion, Uncle Jerome is just a project manager. If you had a project manager that overran his cost by 30%, what would you do with him? And the president said, I'd fire him. And poor Uncle Jerome looked like he was just crapping his pants.
Yes, he did. So speaking of going to the bathroom in their pants, we continue to rack up huge amounts of debt, which, mm-hmm. as you have pointed out, Robin, is a big problem. And the U.S. Treasury this week announced that they're borrowing over $1 trillion in the third quarter here. The U.S. Department of the Treasury announced it expects to borrow $1.007 trillion, with a T, in privately held net marketable debt during the July to September 2025 quarter. This is $453 billion higher than what they announced in April that they would be borrowing. Well, a lot of that is because of Powell, correct? not dropping rates.
That's a great portion of it. But see, that's part of the scam, right? That's part of the three cups and a pea scam that the Federal Reserve has been running on our country for 113 years. It is that in order to pay off our debt to the Federal Reserve, we have to borrow more money from the Federal Reserve to pay off our debt to the Federal Reserve ad infinitum. We have to borrow more in order to pay off the debt in order to pay. It's insane. And all of this borrowing of money, all it does is depreciate the value of our dollar. We've already lost, in my estimation, 98% of the buying power of the Federal Reserve note. And, you know, however, and I will say this, if I wanted to direct the United States in the direction of having a gold-backed currency, I'd want to inflate that currency right into oblivion. I'd want to borrow $37 trillion. Oh, wait a minute. Add another $37 trillion to that. I'd want to borrow so much money that the Federal Reserve note becomes completely worthless, so that in its place, we, the United States Treasury, could offer a gold-backed, silver-backed U.S. note, a true dollar, not this fake Federal Reserve note that we've got that we've been calling a dollar for 100 years. So there may be more going on behind the scenes than actually what we're seeing, but if it was me, the only way to get rid of the Federal Reserve and the Federal Reserve note is to inflate that currency just to the moon. So borrow as much as you want. I notice that there's no holding back on borrowing through any of this big, beautiful bill thing. Didn't you notice that?
I sure did. And yeah, it's interesting because on Friday night, one of the Federal Reserve board people stepped down. And there's talk that Judy Shelton, who must be a sister of yours, because she has as well pushed for these gold and silver-backed
treasury notes
and treasury notes that could be issued. And the word is she could well be getting the nod for as this replacement, and she could well be pushed up the totem pole, if you will, to essentially bring this forward in spite of Powell being there, if he's going to be there much longer.
And that I would celebrate that day when she becomes chairman of the Federal Reserve. But again, you know, I think some of the machinations that are going on behind the scenes is that part of the strategy is to reveal to the public just how stupid and foolish this Federal Reserve central banking system is. People are not going to demand a change in the currency that they hold unless and until they are shown that this system is robbing them. Inflation is the invisible tax. And so people don't know what we know about how the Federal Reserve was formed. They don't understand because they were never taught how it came into being. They don't understand because they were never taught how currency is created out of thin air. Money is just created out of debt. Tucker Carlson did a fabulous interview with Richard Werner last week, and his great epiphany was that central banks were created in order to cause wars, in order to get the government to borrow money from them, in order to become wealthy. And so there are very few people who have actually put all the dots together in a straight line and gone, oh my God, what are we doing? And so part of what I think, this is my opinion, part of what President Trump is doing with all of this borrowing is to drive the value of the dollar into the dirt, so that people demand a gold-backed, silver-backed, actual true money. And this it's not going to happen tomorrow, right? So, you know, don't everybody, you know, hop on me and start calling me a conspiracy theorist, even though they're probably right, but this is going to be a slow rollout. It's not going to happen fast. And I think what Judy Shelton has planned and what I've heard her say is, look, we'll back some long bonds. Mm-hmm. We'll have a 50-year gold-backed bond. We'll have a 30-year gold-backed bond, a 20-year gold-backed bond. But we'll use the short notes, the one-month, three-month, one-year, two-year treasury notes as a buffer in the meantime while we're converting over into a stable currency. And in fact, I think that what happened over the last several months where the Genius Act, the Clarity Act, and the anti-CBDC bill were all signed into law, I think that is part of the development of another rail track into a better future where our currency is backed by some kind of asset, gold, silver. So this is a long-term plan to direct the United States away from a central bank system. And it will decentralize the monetary supply so that all of us will be our own little bank. We won't need banks. We won't need a Federal Reserve. We won't need a central bank because the money will be distributed across the population. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, and Robin, you're the economic historian. My reading of economic history is that our country prospered the most when there was no central bank per se in place. Am I historically off on that?
No, you are absolutely correct. And the reason that we prospered is because the money supply was held by each and every individual. It wasn't held by a central bank. Mm-hmm. When the Federal Reserve was put into place in 1913, it wasn't but a dozen years later or a little bit more when we had the Great Depression. And we had at that time, just before the Great Depression, we had 32,000 banks in the United States. And mm-hmm. as the Great Depression rolled through the country, 16,000 of those banks closed. We have less than 8,000 banks now, which means that's a consolidation, a monopolization of the money supply into a very few hands. And that's what we don't want. So these three bills that President Trump signed into law, the Genius Act, the Clarity Act, and the anti-CBDC bill, these three laws will direct us away from a centralized monopoly currency holding by the Federal Reserve. And it will direct us to a decentralized area where everyone is holding their own money.
And Robin, in our final 30 seconds together today, educate our listeners on how they can get more Dr. Robin McCutcheon.
Well, please go to my website, linksync.com. That's LYNC-SYNC.com. All of my radio shows and interviews are in hyperlinks at the top of the page, including all of my classroom lectures.
Dr. Robin McCutcheon, I would like to thank you. Sincerely thank you for staying the course and educating and empowering every person willing to listen to the economic truth, facts, and data. Link, LYNC-SYNC.com. Folks, you're listening to Operation Freedom. I'm Dr. Dave Janda.